Communism is dead, they said. I think they lied. It's truth they hide. For still survives in the good old USA. Eh? Right here it lives, and here it breathes, and feeds upon our liberties. And you have the nerve to say it's not that way? Well, they're taking the patriots away, ha-ha. They're taking the patriots away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the prison camp, where life's unbearable all the time. And I'll be happy to see my patriot friends again as they shackle me in. And they're taking the patriots away, ha-ha. Here come Jack Boo, the thugs in black, to smash your doors and stomp your cat, to roust you out in the late, late hours of the night. Wrong. At 3 a.m. they scream and shout and scatter your living room about. With threats of death they swear as they tear up your rugs. For guns. They're taking the patriots away, ha-ha. They're taking the patriots away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the prison camp, where life's unbearable all of the time. And you should reach back at those men in black with their ski masks on and their weapons drawn. Because they're taking the patriots away, ha-ha.
Oh, I love it, I love it. All right, hey. Ooh, boy. Does that entertain you enough? Okay. By the way, Doug, there is another word besides a bridge. And that's abrogate. How's that? All right. Okay, it's 2 minutes past the hour, and Rick Adams with you here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I was going to continue, and I am going to continue, giving you a little bit of a history lesson of interventionism and the results of it, the bitter fruits of it, since World War One. And we mentioned how good old Ike offered his prayers and relief supplies to the communist dictatorships that were being threatened by the people who were living under the greatest form of tyranny. And the question is, why would Eisenhower do that? For the same reason, obviously, that he offered help to other communist governments when rebellions occurred, to keep local rebellions from exploding into a full-blown war. What else could he do? That's what he believed in. Containment and getting along with the butchers of the Kremlin. Now, in 1956, there was Israel, France, and England. In defiance of U.S. wishes and without the courtesy of notifying us, invading Egypt. Wasn't that nice? Four of our free world, quote-unquote, allies were at war among themselves. And this is 2 weeks away from the election in 1956. October 23rd and 4th. Right after the election, Eisenhower asked France, England, and Israel to get out of Egypt. He asked them, and then he reached into the pockets of our dear American brethren. That's what he did. He reached right into the pockets of Americans and came up with a $500 million loan to Britain, forgiving an $83 million interest payment due from the Brits on previous loans, and a promise of oil and other aid to all of Europe to keep our friends from suffering the consequences of their own deeds. Can you believe this? I mean, this is history repeating itself over and over again. As soon as he was inaugurated for his second term in January 1957, Eisenhower, who had created an election stampede for himself by promising no involvement in the Suez Canal, proclaimed the Eisenhower Doctrine, designed to involve America militarily, economically, in every conflict in the entire Middle East. Gee whiz, does that sound familiar? Remember Roosevelt? As long as I'm president, there will be no war. Eleanor's against war. My secretary and mistress is against war, and I'm against war. We'll be right back with more. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
Got Gano Cafe is a new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You really expect us to believe such a story?
Well, I hope so. Oh, we are back. All right. Plenty of time to chitty-chatty now. 800-313-9443 is the number. And we were speaking about the history of interventionism of the American foreign policy, which is foreign. And in particular, the post-World War II policy, of course, of constant interventionism and world meddling. And we mentioned the Eisenhower administration. Because, see, what goes around is coming around again. And that's all we're doing today is reaping what has been sown in the past. You know, it's interesting how the communists liked Eisenhower so much and liked his speeches so much. You go back in history and, you know, you read some of the praise that was heaped on, or at least absence of criticism, by the Daily Worker, the Communist Party newspapers, and others, when Eisenhower spoke of his policies. His policies were almost identical to international communism, international socialism. But they weren't his policies, you see. They were the policies of the global elite who put Eisenhower in power, in office, in the Oval seat. They were the same Council on Foreign Relations, World Foreign Policy Association groups that control American foreign policy, even, I said, to this day. From 1919 right up to the present, and we're getting pretty close to a century now of this sort of thing. And you know what was said in the First World War? We're going to end all wars by getting involved in this one. And just a few short years later, 23 years later, there we were, smack right back in the middle of another war in the same continent with the same policies leading to tyranny, of course. So, one day it's Nazism, another day it's communism, another day it's pan-Arabism or so-called Islamo-fascism, which is the new so-called war that we're fighting. And all of them, of course, are phony wars. All of them have a boogeyman. The Nazis, the communists, and now the Muslim so-called fanatics. And I have to, you know, say to myself, we scratch our wooden heads here and say, goodness gracious me, who is the real fanatic? George Bush or this so-called Osama bin Laden? Or Zarqawi? Or Nahuiri? Or any of the others who are our so-called alleged enemies? Seems to me that this guy that is the latest tool of the globalists, the latest puppet of the New World Order in the White House, has to be the real fanatic. A man driven to war. A man who says God told him to go to war. God gave him the orders. Go and kill. Go and murder. Go and steal. Imagine facing God on Judgment Day and having to give account for that with Jesus there. Jesus as intercessor. Now you've got to face the Judge of Judges, and George Bush has to give account. Why did you use my name? Why did you invoke my name to engage in wholesale violation of the Ten Commandments, George? Can you answer me? And, of course, you know, he's stumbling and fumbling and mumbling. He'd make Jackie Gleason on the Honeymooners, pale in comparison and speak quite well in comparison. So, their day is coming, and the day is coming for a reckoning. Now, we're talking about this whole business of striking these countries, and tomorrow night we'll talk with Professor Beeman about Iran and the policies of the Zionists. Really, really behind it, driving it, is the neocon Zionists. We know that. We know what they want. They want most of the Middle East to be part of the revived so-called biblical empire, if you will, which is obviously not biblical. But that's exactly what they want. And Ariel Sharon and Bibi Netanyahu and all of these creatures, these terrorists, if you will, want total control of the Middle East. The water resources, the oil resources, all of this right under their clutches, right under their thumb. That's exactly what they're leading up to. Yet, they're poisoning the earth. They're poisoning the environment. They're spreading radioactivity, all kinds of depleted uranium poisonings, all kinds of horrible disease, contaminating the soil, contaminating the air, contaminating the water, just as they did with Iraq during the sanctions period. So this so-called oil for food scandal is nothing more than a testament to how bankrupt sanctions are and how they should never, never be placed on a nation like Iraq. Never. Regardless of who leads it. It is absurd, it is insane, and it is absolutely mind-numbing. Yes, sir. But you see, it didn't just start with George Bush. It really started with Woodrow Wilson's democracy, his war for democratic systems, as he called it. Interventionism. I mean, even Herbert Hoover had enough brains to see through that one and took the rap for the Depression or lack of recovery, which, of course, there is no such thing. There is no recovery when you have a system of a drug addict who is high on his drug, being forced to withdraw, and then recovering, knowing he's still dependent upon the drug. And the Federal Reserve System, which we'll talk about more in depth with Eustace Mullins Thursday night, is that engine of inflation, that engine of Marxism, redistributing the wealth from the poor to the hands of the super rich. And then they blame the Great Depression on capitalism. Hogwash. Free market capitalism was not even in existence at that point. It was interventionism, oligarchical capitalism of the socialist variety. Get the picture? Good. I'm glad you do. So, as we see history unfolding again, we see the same nonsense over and over and over again. The same failed policies. The same policies of modern liberalism, if you want to call it that. Interventionism, if you want to call it that. Socialism, internationalism, Marxism. All of these isms that are now reaping the bitter fruits. The road to ruin, as we call it. And I hearken back to Roosevelt again. The raw deal. Not the new deal. The raw deal. To see exactly the genesis of our modern day malaise. Now, we talk about fascism and socialism and all of that. And yet we don't realize that Roosevelt's New Deal came from Mussolini and Mussolini's fascism. That's right. The very same basic ideas that we supposedly were fighting against. Corruption and dishonesty. So now we hear about Judge Alito. And we get the picture that he's going to be another Scalito. He's going to be another Scalia. God help us. All of these federal jurists have one thing in common. All of the people whose names George Bush has bandied about, they all believe in the supremacy of the federal government. And they all believe we can change the Constitution in the war on so-called terror. They all give the government the benefit of the doubt. And that's where the rubber meets the road. That's why George Bush wants to stack the Supreme Court, just as Roosevelt tried, for the same reasons. It's history repeating itself again. Get the picture? Well, there it is, laid out for you. Couldn't be any clearer. The Supreme Court is never going to bring back the American Constitution. Never. Never. It's going to take something infinitely more powerful than that to do it. We'll be back to talk about it. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Will you answer me one question, honestly?
Yes, I'll try.
Why this preoccupation with time?
That's a good question. You know why? Time is running short. Time is running short. That's what's happening, my friends. It's running out. Time is running out for America. That's what I like to tell people. You better wake up before it's too late. Well, it's going to be too late anyway, whether you wake up or not, because you've all abandoned your truth that God has given you. You've all sidestepped the issues. You've all jumped off the deck. Not all of you out there. I'm speaking to all of you who have pretended that it doesn't exist, pretended the problems don't exist. You know, we can only do so much. I know that. I don't tell people, go pick up a gun, go and do something crazy, start a revolution right now. I'm not one of those, only because I realize there's a time and a place for everything. We haven't reached that point yet. And quite frankly, I don't even think that there are enough Americans at this point who are able to even know the difference between the front end of a gun and the back. I mean, literally. Where the bullets come out and where they go in. I sometimes wonder. I sometimes have to wonder. Especially if they watch MTV, right? The kids. And some that aren't so childlike. All right. We want to go to the phones now once again to our Bible individual, our Bible teacher, if I may use that phrase, And that is Joe. Hello, Joe Church. How are you?
Good, Rick. How are you?
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Yes, I attend the Church of Philadelphia.
Yes, you do.
You'll find it in Revelation 3, verse 9.
Right. Exactly. That's the church to be in, right?
That's the way you get it.
Well, there might be one other, right? There might be another couple of good churches here and there, but most of them are going to be these apostate churches in the last days, right?
Well, you'll find that other good church in Revelation 2:9. That's the church of Smyrna.
Right. Exactly. Smyrna and Philadelphia.
Those are the two churches you want to be in the last days, because John the Revelator was taken from the Isle of Patmos to the last day of this age to see what was going on. And he was shown the seven churches. Mm-hmm. Five of them were not in good standings with the Father.
No.
Smyrna and Philadelphia were in very good standings with him. I highly advise anybody to see what those two teachers, those two churches were teaching
right.
in those last days. It pleased him. Rick, if I could.
Yep.
Many of the wars that true Israel has fought through the years has always been brother against brother.
And,
you know, when the Father had his wrath against them, when they were not obeying his will, and they were to do his work on the earth, to be a blessing to all peoples of the earth, and when they weren't, Isaiah 9, verse 19 tells the story. Through the wrath of the Lord of hosts is the land darkened, and the people shall be its fuel for the fire. No man shall spare his brother. Do you remember the Mason-Dixon line, Rick?
I sure do.
Remember the Northern Kingdom and the Southern Kingdom fighting each other? The house of Israel and the house of Judah, I speak
yes.
of. Only in this country. And it was brother against brother. Brother against brother. Tribe of Israel against tribe of Israel. The north against the south. Going to the same churches on Sunday and killing each other on Monday.
Oh, absolutely.
Verse 21, Rick. Manasseh, Ephraim. You know, many Christian scholars see this country as Manasseh. It means forgetful. Ephraim. You ever hear of Ephraim Zimbalist
yes.
Jr.?
Ephraim, yes.
An English name. England is known as Ephraim. Did you ever hear of the World War I and World War II? England and America against Germany, which is Judah. Brother against brother. Brother against brother. And they together shall be against Judah. There it is. Manasseh and Ephraim against Judah. Prophesied 631 B.C., Rick.
Yes.
As 631 B.C.
I believe that, yes.
You see, many of the wars that we've experienced throughout the years have been religious wars. They're not political wars.
The bitterest of wars.
And you see
some of
little
the very
Kenite.
Worst wars, religious.
Yes.
And the religious leaders fanning the flames of those wars.
Yes. And when the Father turns his back, then Satan puts the little Kenites into action. And they work from both sides.
Yes, they do.
They work both sides of the fence against the middle. And our people just will not study the word. And in fact, in these last times, they've taken a little Kenite and they've placed them in the highest positions of their chariots and religions and their churches.
Right. Can you hang on, Joe, through the break?
Yes.
I want to talk to you a little more. I have a question for you, too. Stay tuned. Uncensored Radio Free America. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of Oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of Oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Have you been at the front?
Front? What front?
Why, the war, of course.
What war?
Good heavens. You mean you don't know we've been at war with Germany since 1914?
There you go. There it is, Joe. That's that war again. Never-ending war.
Never-ending, Rick. Right.
All right, Joe, you wanted to continue along these lines. Go ahead. Now I have a question for you. Maybe you can help me with.
Go ahead, Rick.
Well, if you're all done then on that point. Yeah,
I just wanted to bring out the fact that the church leaders are not aware that Kenites even exist today, let alone defend against them.
Well, not only that.
The Kenites have worked right up into their chariots.
Not only that, Joe, but they keep calling Israel, essentially calling Israel something other than what it is, and calling the Kenites Israelites.
Well, see, the Kenites, they're very, very, very intelligent. And what they've actually done in this time has stolen the birthright of Israel, of true Israel, and just taken on the name Judahite, or resident of Judea. You see, they mixed in with the tribe of Judah, that remnant that's in Jerusalem today.
Mm-hmm.
And they are known as the bad figs, as labeled by Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But see, they don't know the difference between the good and the bad figs. But in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21, Jesus said, "Learn. If you don't learn anything else, learn the parable of the fig tree. Now, there's two fig trees that grow in Jerusalem. There's the Capri and Smyrna figs. Capri is bitter and poisonous, and the Smyrna is good fig. Two of them, they call themselves Judah.
Mm-hmm.
See, Jesus put it in parable form that those that didn't have ears to hear, you want them to hear.
Right.
But for those out there that hear, always know that the good and the bad figs were planted in 1948. And then it'll all make sense to you.
Mm-hmm.
Just be aware of that.
Allegorical, but very important messages that are being conveyed through the parables. Now, there's something that, you know, I have told people before, and I've discussed this with scientists and others, and it came up about people dying when the human beings expire. It is a well-stated fact that in every human being there is an unaccounted for loss of weight. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I've heard that before. Yes, I have, Rick.
And that, of course, has been presumed to be the weight of the spirit leaving the body.
Right, right.
And in each case, no matter what the weight of the person is or the size, it is identical. That is
right.
The loss of weight upon death. You weigh the person before death and right at the point of death, following death, there is an unaccounted for weight loss. And
right.
It is a very small, it's not a huge amount of weight, but it is identical, I'm told, in virtually everybody. Now, if that's the case, Joe, do you feel that that truly is the spirit of the human, the spirit of the person, leaving the body, going back to the Creator, going back to God?
In Ecclesiastes chapter 12,
mm-hmm.
talks about the body deteriorating,
mm-hmm.
and the silver cord is broken. The silver cord is the umbilical cord between the inner man and the outer man, and the
yes.
Connection between the soul and the outer man. So, when that is broken, it says in those verses, the silver cord is broken and the spirit, which is the intellect of the soul, returns instantly
mm-hmm.
to the Father that sent it.
Mm-hmm.
So there would be an accountability issue there. Also, it's come to my attention in some of the archaeological studies that I've done, Rick.
Yes.
That angelic beings that are invisible, in other words, unseen with the physical eye,
mm-hmm.
angelic beings can actually, they have actual mass because they can actually leave a footprint.
Mm.
So there has to be some form of a weight. Not that they leave a lot of footprints, but if pressure is put in a certain way, they can actually leave a footprint.
Huh.
I have proof of that.
You do?
Some ionized organic material
uh-huh.
was found near dinosaurs in Glen Rose, Texas.
Hmm.
And maybe some other day I'll go into that a little bit.
I would like to have you do that, yeah. But this is interesting, this study of the human anatomy and the human body, and it is not the same in animal life. From what I'm told, it is only in human beings that
right,
this sudden
right.
weight loss takes place upon death. And
right.
That is really fascinating, you know, because if anything, I mean, it just shows, you know, it shows you how Scripture teaches these things and tells us these things. And yet it doesn't matter what you say to some people, they are not going to believe it. They're going to rationalize it away or explain it in some other manner, some other phenomena. And it doesn't matter if you show them. If you show them anything, they will not believe. As Jesus said in his time, they have eyes, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. And he talks about that generation, right, in which they will not believe the prophets. They will not believe anything that's been told to them but what they wish to believe. And he referred to them as an evil and adulterous generation, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Lazarus and the rich man were up in heaven, one on one side of the gulf and one on the other, the rich man said to the father, he says, send somebody back and warn my brothers. And, you know, Jesus had already been there to warn them.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't accept him.
That's
Why
right.
should they accept anyone else?
That's right. That's absolutely what he said.
And, you know, speaking of that footprint before, Rick, it's an interesting thing with a lot of the people that believe in evolution.
Mm-hmm.
If you put a if you put a dinosaur footprint next to a well, I know it as an angelic footprint, but if they ever saw it, they'd say that had to be a human footprint.
Mm-hmm.
That would blow their evolution out of the water, wouldn't it not?
It certainly would. I think you are absolutely correct. It's incredible to think that some people would believe that. But there are, and the thing is, like a friend of mine was saying the other day to me, it's not a matter of, you know, stupidity or lack of intelligence and so forth. It's a matter of pride. It's man's pride.
Yeah.
His pride that does not want him to believe in the truth spiritually. He
right.
can't face that. He has to believe in some other way, some illogical and unscientific way of believing in what he calls scientific theory.
Right.
And so that's the reason. It's man's ego, his pride, his narrow-mindedness. But then again, we as human beings, all of us, can't even begin to imagine what God is in totality.
Right.
Time and space mean nothing to him. They mean something to us, but we can't understand that in this limited mind that we have. We only use a very small portion of our own brain matter, and that's small to begin with.
Right.
You realize that. You know, it's incredible.
Yeah.
And then somebody asked me the other day, said, well, where did God come from? Who invented God? And I said, you see, that's exactly what I'm telling you. You can't understand simple, basic thing. Your mind is so limited, your brain is so limited, that you have to come up with a question like, who invented God? It's like the chicken and the egg all over again. Now, to some pseudoscientists, the chicken and the egg is a real scenario. They have trouble making a decision.
Right.
And I said, well, I can help them out. It's a very simple decision. The egg didn't come first, in my view. It was the chicken that was created first, from whence came the egg. But you see, in a pseudoscientific mind, these individuals will continue to entertain that puzzlement, that question, that problem, if you will. It's a problem for them to understand these things.
Right.
Because of the limited grasp of man's understanding.
And, you know, Rick, even our own Christian brothers, they'll get that Bible out and they'll stomp on it and say, this earth is 6,000 years old,
mm.
and I don't care what anybody says.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, with carbon dating and everything else, this world is billions of years old. Billions and billions of years old. To say it's 6,000 years old, I mean, you're limiting yourself. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Period.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say when.
That's right.
And in fact, it became void and without form. He created it perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And now, in this earth age, where we got storms and everything else, there was a time when this earth was just dew in the morning.
Mm.
Dew every morning. And plants grew to five times the size they were now.
Uh-huh.
We're under two atmospheres of pressure. And it was a beautiful place.
Why is it, Joe, that these people in the world of religion, why is it they can't accept that old earth? Why is it they feel that somehow you're conceding ground to evolutionism, if you believe in an earth of age? What does that have to do with evolution?
You know, if I can understand Jeremiah chapter 4, it says, at this particular flood, in which the Father opened the earth and really poured it out on them.
Right, right.
Washed them right off the earth. It says, no man and no bird survived. Well, you know, Noah's flood, there were survivors.
Mm-hmm.
And in this flood, there were no survivors. This was Satan's, in the Greek, in the New Testament, it's called a katabola. The overthrow, Satan's overthrow, was the Father overthrowing Satan at his rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't understand why they can't go to Jeremiah chapter 4, mm-hmm. Isaiah 45. Read those chapters.
Right, right.
And you can't come up with a conclusion that there was a previous age and that it was destroyed by the Father.
They can't even accept a pre-Adamic age.
No.
You know?
And if you don't understand that point, you'll never understand the New Testament today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you know,
Jacob I loved, Esau I hated.
All
for
right,
what?
Right.
For what he did in that age.
Joe, let me ask you this.
Replay.
Let me ask you this while I have you on the line, because this is a very interesting discussion. Do you believe from the scriptures that Adam and Eve were the father and mother of all the races as we know them today?
There's three Adams mentioned. There's Adam. Adam means ruddy complected, the ability to show blood in the face.
That's right.
But it can also mean, that's Eth Adam in the Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
Eth Adam is the Adam. It means the man. It was the sixth-day creation of man and woman. And there was the eighth-day creation, which was Eth Adam. That was the day after he rested, seventh day.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the first man in the Hebrew. It's just Adam with no article or adjective.
Mm. Mm.
And it's mankind. So you've got three different applications, three ring circuits, if you will.
What about the races now? The separate races? I mean, black, white, Oriental, and so forth.
Well, the other than the Eth-Ha-Hadam. Now, there's many white people that are not Adamic. You have to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the white race, and then there's the Eth Adamic race.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the six-day creation, who are hunters and fishers. These would be your ethnos.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got three, and Paul taught on three levels in the New Testament.
Uh-huh.
The ethnos, the kings and queens, and the and Israel, and true Israel.
Yeah.
The 12 tribes.
Right.
So he taught on three different levels at the same time. Try that on for size.
Hmm.
I mean, only the Father speaking through you can do that. And Paul was that gift. He was taken. You remember he said, Paul, he says, I knew a man once about 14 years ago. And in another place it says, he was taken to the third heaven. You know, Paul was talking actually about himself, but he was just being humble.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to actually say it was me.
Yep.
He was taken to the third heaven. And he was shown things that were unbelievable. That when he returned back, he had to get a thorn in the flesh so that he would be humbled and remember things.
Yeah.
But he couldn't reveal them. But
wow.
His general teaching revealed a lot. See, and it was taught on three levels on top of that.
That's incredible.
We're in the second earth age.
Yeah.
He was in the third, which is the eternity, third heavenly age. So he went to that age, the eternity, and then came back with all that knowledge.
And what do we know of now? Is there ten? We hear of ten heavens, right? Or is it seven?
I'm not following that one. It's a seven.
Well, we know that we've heard of the expression, I'm in seventh heaven.
Oh, right? All right.
Okay. How
seven,
do you... Yeah, go ahead.
Seven would be spiritual perfection. It would be a place of understanding. Spiritual perfection.
Okay.
Knowledge. A real, real close walk with the Father as far as knowledge
mm-hmm.
of the in-depth truths, the deep truths, the deeper truths.
You're saying it's a spiritual dimension.
Yes, yeah, so number seven is always a...
Right. Isn't that interesting?
And, Yes, it's
the number
like
six.
People ask me, they say, how do you get to heaven? I says, it's not how you get there. It's a place of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
See,
that's
once
right.
you reach a place of understanding the scriptures, then you've reached that what Jesus called your resting place, or your he says, I have many many houses, and I go to prepare a house for you. It's actually a resting place.
Well, you
see, once you've accumulated a lot of knowledge and you're happy with the knowledge and you feel comfortable with it, that's a nice resting place.
You know, stay with me until the end of the program. I want to continue this. We're speaking with Joe from the Church of Philadelphia, a frequent caller and one that you you like to listen to, so I'm going to continue in just a moment. We'll be back with him and Patrick from Kentucky.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
And we are back in the final few minutes of the program, Joe. I've got somebody who wants to come online, and maybe we can all talk at one time. How's that?
Good, Rick.
Let's say hello to Patrick from Kentucky. Hello, Patrick.
Hi, Rick. I enjoy your program, and I'm glad to be hearing Joe from the Church of Philadelphia.
Very good. Say hello to each other, Joe.
Hi, Dick.
Yes, of course, you know, I am a sinner, and I do repent on a daily basis. I do believe there is a difference between wickedness and sin, but some people say, oh, it's all the same thing. And there is a falsehood going on today, I believe, in churches with the so-called holiness movement and the church growth movement.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I don't go to church today. But I had a question, and I've gotten typical answers from people in the past. And, of course, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. But what I wanted to say was that if God is perfect, and we all know that God is perfect, we do wonder why he would, an all-perfect God, would allow Lucifer to fall from heaven. You know, why this would happen? Is this some kind of experiment to get us to be closer to him? Mm-hmm. Or, mm-hmm. I mean, I really don't have the answer.
Well, let's see what Joe says. Joe, what do you think about that? Good question.
Jeff, in Ezekiel 28, Satan was judged to death in the first world age. No chance of repentance for him. He was judged. He's the only one that's been judged. But the Father allowed him to come into this earth age to perform the negative part of his plan, to install a seed line of his into the earth, and that they were meant to perform the negative part of his plan. In other words, they were a correction rod for true Israel, the 12 tribes. And In actuality, Satan has turned many people back to the Father. You are right when you say that. But he has been judged, and there's no turning back for him. There's no chance of repentance for him.
So the plan is, God has allowed Satan to fall, Satan to do his thing, so that his seed line and his plan will come to fulfillment, essentially.
Yes, and he wants to see who's going to follow him again in this next.
It's a test of wills, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, Satan drug a third of God's creation. I believe that those third are living in 1948 on. I believe this. This is just my opinion now.
Okay. Well, I thank you, Patrick, for calling. We're just about out of time. Nice of you to call the show. And thank you. I hope we've helped to answer that question for you. We're out of time. But, Joe, I'm glad you came on, because you spent a good part of the last hour with us. And I know people are listening quite intently to what you say. And God speak to you, Joe.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
Pleasure to be with you.
Amen. Pleasure's all ours. Now, tomorrow night, we hopefully be talking to Dr. William Beeman on Iran and the latest war of words and what may happen. So join us tomorrow night. We'll be back, God willing, 8 o'clock Central. And, of course, those of you on different time zones, you can adjust your clocks. We'll see you then. Good night, everyone. Rick Adams.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.